Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Abigail Moon and Isabel Michael here as cast members for Sitka Cirque's annual production. This year, the production is The Jungle Book. Thank you both for coming in this morning. I was saying before we came in here, I think the Cirque performers are basically like real-life superheroes when you guys are so strong and graceful, flying around doing some amazing, not only strength work, but some really beautiful interpretations of so many different tales over the years, this year being The Jungle Book. So thanks for coming in and giving us a little peek behind the scenes of this whole process.
Yes, thank you for having us. I will say it does not always feel very elegant when you're learning how to hang by your elbow.
Oh, I can imagine. Nor comfortable either. But I guess that's why we have to thank you for going through all that struggle so we as the audience can just see the beautiful final product. So for this production, The Jungle Book, we not only have one but two weekend opportunities to see this production. So why the reason for two full weekends of a production? How is this? What's the reason behind this? What's the difference between this first weekend of shows, April 25th and 26th, to next weekend of May 2nd and 3rd?
Yeah, well, we are really lucky at Cirque to have a huge community of people. So we have about 100 performers between the two weekends. And I mean, I don't know if listeners have been into the Cirque studio. It's an impressive space, but it cannot host 100 performers at one time. And so we split it up between two weekends to give everybody a chance. And also, some of the soloists are a little bit different between the two weekends. Isabel, maybe you can mention that.
Yeah, so there are, like, two soloists sometimes for a character, character, and I am the village girl, and I also have another person that is also the village girl, and we choreographed different pieces, so if you go to one weekend, it's going to be a different piece when you watch the village girl than the other.
Awesome. So you have the same character, the same same kind of story to tell, but a different idea, different interpretation of how to do that.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. And our performers range in age from like kindergartners to adults who have been doing this from anywhere from like 6 months to 10 years. So there's a real range of skill and performance experience in the show.
Excellent. And for you two, how long have you been a part of the Sitka Cirque family?
I have been doing Cirque for two seasons, and I took a break during the summer. Mm-hmm. And this is my first season being in troupe and getting to have a solo.
So yeah, so troupe is different than regular being a part of the classes and stuff and getting to create your own solos for these.
Yes, you get to choreograph your own different piece from your group piece.
Okay, so that's a little bit more of a commitment to be within troupe.
Are you also in a group piece?
I am also in a group piece. Ooh. My group piece is parrots, and we have very bright colored costumes, and we have like a really fun feather, like, I don't know how to say it, like a scarf kind of?
Okay. Like a feather boa?
Yeah.
Ooh, awesome. So, yeah, so a group piece. So for solos, those who are in troupe will choreograph themselves. For the group pieces, is that something that is choreographed together, or is that choreographed by one of the instructors?
Definitely by one of the instructors. And I think that the skill levels, as you get much higher, people are allowed to have a little bit more input or like can co-create. But for, I think, anyone who's not in troupe and is under 18, and then most of the intro, like for 1, 2, 3 for adults, it's mostly instructors.
Got it. So Abigail, how about you? What's your history with the Cirque program?
Yeah, I moved to Sitka about a year and a half ago, and I was really looking for some sort of classes. Missed dancing, I missed rock climbing also, and things like that. And the Cirque is sort of that perfect storm of strength and creativity and movement and also like a lot of challenge, but overcoming that, like getting through that is really, really fulfilling. And so I've been doing Cirque since I moved here about a year and a half ago. And this is my fourth season technically. And this is my first like big show, which I'm very, very excited to be a part of.
So for this whole Jungle Book production, how long have you been working on this? Like, how long have classes been working on the choreography for this? Like, Isabel, how long have you been working on choreographing your solo?
I have been working on it for I'm not quite sure how long because I feel like it's gone so fast.
Mm.
But I've been working on it for a while, and then like it feels like it's getting so close. And I kind of started maybe last month.
Okay.
In the middle or at the end of last month. And I've been choreographing it and, like, perfecting it since then.
Okay. So that's still a good end of last month. That's still a good chunk of time to be focused on this one single,
yes,
single piece.
And you really want to, like, bring out the character. And in classes, our coaches have been telling us how, like, important it is to be, like, an animal. But in this case, I'm a human, so.
A human animal. A man cub.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you were coming up with your choreography, what were you trying to think of when you were coming up with the movements and the different, I don't want to say tricks, for lack of a better term, the cool things that you can do? What were you trying to concentrate on or think about when you were creating that?
I was mostly thinking about, like, what the character, like, brings to, like what her presence is. And, like, I want to bring that presence to my piece, which I feel like her presence is, like, very strong, but also very graceful. And, like, she is very good at not, like, tripping or falling, and she's very delicate with everything she does.
Okay. That's a fine line to walk of, like, very delicate and graceful, but still very strong and competent.
Yes.
Awesome. So I have no doubt that you've definitely captured that in your choreography.
What equipment is your solo on?
My solo equipment is on the fabrics.
Okay.
And I go up, like, really high because I want to, like, have a really, like show how strong I am, but also, like, doing very graceful stuff, like, really high in the air.
Awesome. And I got to imagine, you can imagine that you're climbing one of the giant trees within the jungle itself.
Yeah.
So transport the audience there as well. Abigail, for you, what is your parts within this production? How has that been, this whole process of putting this show together?
Yeah. Well, I will just say it's really, really impressive that Isabel is doing two pieces. Just yesterday, we were rehearsing our group piece, and I said to my, like, castmates, thank goodness I'm not in two, because I don't think there's any way I could remember all of this choreography. So kudos to you. I am in a group piece with the adult one and two class, and we are the flowers. So we've got these lovely green costumes, and a fun thing is that most performers, at least adult performers, I'm not sure about the youth, get to choose our own costumes, like at least the bases. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of individual spunk there. And then we've got these lovely petal chokers. And we're on trapeze. So our piece is about 5 minutes. And alongside that, I'm also working as a rigger. So that means that I have been trained with about 3 other people to be on the sidelines, lowering down equipment, doing equipment changes, because we've got 4 different types of equipment during the show. We've got trapeze, lyra, which is like a floating hula hoop, fabrics, and then pole. And so there's a lot of changes that have to happen pretty quickly in between pieces, since there are so many types of performances happening.
Amazing. So what a amazing visual mix of things and different skill sets being showcased to make the Jungle Book come alive. So going back to just the nitty-gritty details on this, we have these two weekends of shows coming up, April 25th and 26th, this coming weekend, and then the weekend after, May 2nd and 3rd. Where is the performance taking place?
The performance is taking place at the Cirque Studio, and it's going to be very fun because it's very decorated, and I'm excited to see like what it looks like when it's like finished.
Like fully transported into the Jungle Book.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah.
Franny and Charles, who run the Cirque Studio, really put a lot into completely transforming this space. And for the last month or so, every time we go in, it's been a little bit different. Like there's this tapestry, this curtain has changed, and it's really, really incredible.
Amazing. So where can folks get tickets?
Tickets are at sikacirque.org or .com. Let me see. sikacirque.org. And there are a limited number of tickets available at the door. But I will say that we often sell out. So I would recommend getting your tickets online.
Got it.
They are $25 for adults, $15 for seniors and youth. And student or children under 5 can get in free, but they still need a ticket.
Got it. Just to, for safety counts.
Yes.
And let's see. I'm looking at the community calendar. Always a great spot for more information. It'll be 6:30 p.m. on, Saturdays, 6:30 p.m. And then Sunday performance will be at 5:30 p.m. So mark your calendars now. And shoot, if you need entertainment for two weekends in the row, like you were saying, Isabel, two different casts, two different interpretations within the solo pieces. Both weekends, though, full casts full of amazing talent, beautiful set design. And you said there's sets that have been used previously in other productions.
Yeah. So artist Sarah Laurie has created these paper cuts, like black and white paper cuttings. And those are that are telling the story of the Jungle Book, which we used at the last time in 2018. And those are being repurposed, and that's projected behind all the performers, sort of co-telling the story. And it's being narrated as well by Phil Burdick. And it's going to be quite incredible.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning and for giving us a peek behind the scenes of The Jungle Book. Again, coming up this weekend, April 25th and 26th, and next weekend, May 2nd and 3rd. Tickets online at sitkacirque.com. Abigail Moon and Isabel Michael, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.